Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. This morning, we're joined by Lindsay Walker with the Marshall County Exceptional School. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
And you've brought
Miss Loanne Peck, our board chairman.
Loanne, welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, glad to be here. You guys have got a jam-packed month.
Yes, it is a huge month for us, not only in celebrating our services, but also fundraising-wise. So pay attention to our Facebook and all kinds of information, because especially this week, we are coming in hot.
Yes, and this Sunday is Exceptional Sunday, the 60th. Can you believe that?
Yes and no. You know, we've been really working diligently at the center to try to get our performance together, and we're paying homage to the years that we've been open and the services that we've done and how far we've come. So I've been going back through the archives and pulling some pictures for a fun little project that you guys won't want to miss. And it's really cool to see just all the years put together and all the faces, the ones old and new, and just to see where we are and where we've been.
Yeah. Have any of those clients been, who's the longest client that's been there with you?
Right now we have Miss Mary Beth. She's been attending since she was 4 years old.
And how old is she now? She won't mind just saying, Mary Beth.
She's in her 50s. Wow. So it's been a journey for her, and it's really cool to see, because, you know, I have pictures of her where she was on some of the staff's hip, and the pictures were black and white, so it's cute. It's fun to see. You know, she was a part of the cheerleading team, and that was when we coordinated back with the Special Olympics years and years and years ago. Of course, we still have our own coordination with that, but it's really cool to see how far we've come and the opportunities that we're able to offer the clients.
Yeah, in 60 years. So you guys are going big time.
We are. You know, I was telling you earlier that 60 in marriage's anniversary is diamonds. So we're going to try to play off of that a little bit and focus on how our clients are rare gems, because without them, you know, there would be no Exceptional Center. And the clients are what really makes us truly exceptional. So, you know, we want to pay respect to the clients and to show them a service that they're worth. So the performance that we're doing really pays to each decade, and we have worked hard on decorating it, and it's going to be beautiful, and I promise you won't want to miss out.
And what are the hours? Starts at?
It is this Sunday at the Exceptional Center from 1 to 3, and there will be a free meal. So if nothing else, come out to get yourself some chicken kebabs made by Clint. So those are yummy anyway.
I was going to say, normally you have this weird, this menu that kind of is the same theme.
Yes. This year we chose chicken kebabs because that's one of Clint's specials. And we were fortunate enough, Pilgrims has donated the chicken.
Oh, wow.
So we can always appreciate that. And huge shout out to them for supporting us. It's not their first year to do this, so we certainly want to give them appropriate credit.
All right. And what's the donation? Any amount?
Any amount. You know, if you would just want to come and see our clients, you know, they get to be the stars for the day, and they have worked so hard on this performance. So if nothing else, your presence can be the present alone. But any amount will serve. A dollar is not a dollar too little. That's more than we started with. And we are serving our highest number of clients ever. So that means that our need is greater than it's ever been before. So whatever you've got that you feel that you can donate to us is beyond appreciated.
Right. And the day before, you've got a huge fundraiser, Loanne. You're kind of in charge of Rattoberfest.
Yes.
Rattoberfest.
Rattoberfest. Yes, ma'am. It's a car show and swap meet. We have a full day of activities planned. As a matter of fact, it starts Thursday. The Calvert City Drive-In has been gracious enough to let us in. We're going to have a pre-cruise in there on Thursday. Gates open at 4:30.
This Thursday.
This coming Thursday. It's a $10 donation. And about dusk, we're going to show Days of Thunder.
Oh, wow.
You'll also be able to buy T-shirts and get your armbands at a discounted price on Thursday.
Wow.
Then Friday, let me back up. On at 11 o'clock on Thursday at Beacon Dragway, you can set your campers up. That's always the far side is a huge camping area, and we normally fill that up. So then we go fast forward to Friday. You can do early setups for the swap meet area. Then starting at 6, our friends from Friends and Ken Barbecue will be providing food for purchase. And then 6 String Circus Band will be playing from 7 to 10. Again, that's a $10 admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Then Saturday is the big day, yes. Saturday, October the
14th, 7
a.m., $10 admission per person. Again, kids 12 and under are free. You can bring your any kind. You can bring anything with wheels on it. Basically, the rat rods are always pretty spectacular with what these people come up with, and then you have the show cars. So it is a car show. We have what we call the ladies' room, where we set vendors up, and whoever, we've got stuff for both men and women, boys and girls. You can come in and look and see what we've got. We've got all kinds of different vendors. That lasts all day from 7 to 3:30. From 11 to 2, we have the flag drags.
And what's a flag drag?
Well, that's where two people line up at the starting line, somebody drops a flag, and they race to the end.
So low end, you could race Lindsay.
Absolutely.
Lord help us all.
So then at 12:30, Kevin Spraggs will be our auctioneer for our live auction.
And I'll bet you guys have a bunch of stuff.
We do have several items. We have lots of really neat items. Brian Seaford from Power Sports has donated electro bike, I think that's the proper name, I think is probably really going to bring top dollar. We have a pedal car that there's always a huge fight for. We have sunglasses, we have leaf blowers, we have some really, really neat stuff. And then at 2:00, we have a pinup contest where girls dress in theme, era theme, and it's a beauty pageant, basically. Mm-hmm. And then around 3:00, we will present the show awards and make our donations at that time. This is a charity event.
I was going to say, all money raised. Yeah. Goes back into the community.
It does. This year we've selected 4 different agencies. The first one being Marshall County Exceptional Center, McCracken County Special Olympics, Cassidy's Cause, and A&A Horsehaven. And these all kind of go hand in hand because the clients with Cassidy's Cause, you know, they're a therapeutic riding area. A&A Horsehaven, I think they're wanting to get involved a little bit more, which we're very, very thankful for that. And so I think it's going to be, we're praying for beautiful weather and
it looks like
a big event.
That's
yes, ma'am.
And Lindsay, you can talk more about how all your agencies work together.
It's so neat. You know, it really shows what a community we are and how, you know, lives are just connected in that way. You know, we have clients that participate in all of it. So we do have clients that participate in the McCracken County Special Olympics, as well as Marshall and Callaway too. And then, you know, also we have clients that use the services from Cassidy's Cause. And then, you know, I just met the ladies with A&A Horsehaven a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about how the Exceptional Center clients, you know, work with Fairhaven here in town. And she comes and she shows us equine therapies, and we actually went to the equine hospital here in Marshall and watched them do some dental work on some horses and some farriering, and how interested the clients are in helping and giving back. So we're working with A&A Horsehaven to work on an opportunity for our clients too. So, you know, all these nonprofits are connected. The way that I look at it is, you know, we're all a network. So, yeah, being a nonprofit, it can be competitive to go for all the same funds because they all come from the same resources. But at the end of the day, we're all here serving people that deserve the services that they can benefit from.
Right. And you've got so much more. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about more stuff going on at the Exceptional Center.